Blog
Talk
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I've got you singing praise, huh? I mean, music. Okay. So good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
To everyone and for the meeting you up today in the house of God, we welcome you to CAP Church Incorporated. For the pastor is Pastor Mac Page, or Bishop Mac Page, and we thank you for joining us this morning. Now we will have a prayer about, not about, bye, at the priest board.
Amen, amen.
You are so good.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on this morning.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being in this place on this morning. For being in the midst, for you carrying your word, and when two or more are gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of this on this
morning. Yes, yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you bestow upon us during this week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. And we want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We bow the pit and cast away any of us of the
thank you.
That's not for heaven or for a season with the air.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And once again, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Another name than the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now we have our scripture reading by Sister Katista.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Psalms 22:27. All the ends of the world shall remember and pray unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. And they that he sat on earth shall eat and worship. All that go down to dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul.
Amen. Thank you for your scripture reading, Sister Katisha. And now. What are we going to do now? And then we have a short testimony service morning. Anyone online or in the house, and they have a testimony for the Lord.
Giving glory and honor to God on today. Amen. Well, giving glory and honor to God on today. I just thank God for appreciation. Glory to God.
Amen.
Appreciating glory to God. This morning, me and my wife woke up and we had a deposit in our account.
Mm-hmm.
We called our boss. It was like, hey, we got this deposit. You ain't, you know, send it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't our pay. This ain't the one we make. So I don't understand why we got the money. He said,
well, just because
I appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, God is giving us things. You know, if God show up and show up, you know, and, you know, you get unexpected blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I mean, pay my tithes only to put extra dollar on me.
Amen. I know that's right. Amen. Oh,
yeah.
Amen. Look at God. He did. He got bags and bags and bags of clothes. Yes, he did. Lord bless him. He's still there. Look how the Lord bless him in money and in material. Amen. Anybody else going to testify? Good morning.
Just thank God for securing back my trip almost 2 weeks. There was no trouble. All 28 women came at safety. We all had a good time. And
amen. 38 women together, and they had no issue. That's God. But God. But God. Amen. You know, we get with the women together. I'm sorry, but you know, but God. But God can smooth everything. Amen. 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 Do you have testimony? You have a testimony? Amen. 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 We just thank God for those beautiful testimonies. I told my baby daughter, oh, glad she's back. And we missed her face, you know. We'll be glad the Lord brought her home safe and the other women that she went with her. And yeah, so that God, he is good. And I just thank him for this week. And we had a journey we went on this week from Wednesday to yesterday. And I was like, I'm so tired. I'm going home, go take my nap. I got home, never did take no nap. Although I was putting around doing something else. Every day I was saying, oh, I'm so tired, I'm going home, take a nap. But it was a blessed week. And I got my little, I finally became an advocate to my husband. I got anointed for that yesterday. So, and they said, don't too many wives ask for this position, but she asked for this to become, I said, no, I'm a bad, but they don't, they did. It's not with them, it's an adjective. So I just thank him, you know, that I guess you know it has to be God because, too many women going to do that. But I thank God that he gave me the heart to do that, you know, and I thank God for that. So, and then, he's around the corner. Yeah, so the Lord laid on my heart, so I did what the Lord told me to do. So I just thank God for that. That, you know, we all hearing the voice and obeying the voice of God. We didn't hear the voice and don't obey the voice. But if you hear the voice and you obey his voice, then that's what matters, that you obey his voice when you hear his voice. So I know, like I said, yeah. And then everybody talking about, oh, they're such a cute couple. Oh, they love her. You know, okay, all right. Oh, they said, one lady said, y'all my favorite couple. Oh, okay. But we did have a good time, though, with the other saints of God, you know. It's good to be among the true saints of God, you know. Y'all are true saints of God, too. I'm not saying you're not. So I'm going to say it's good to be with other saints of God, you know. So I just thank God for that and for his blessing that he has sowed on our lives, you know. Because I got a son I really love, though, because the Lord has brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, and I know that it was him. And sometimes I forget stuff in that he had done for me, because there's so much stuff he had done for me through the years. But like I said, the song always tell it all. I'm not going to sing it, but it just tells those that God has smiled on me. He has set me free. You know, I thank God for being free in him. You know, I'm not bound, not laying down with burdens, you know. He told me he kept all my cares on him. He cares for me. So I just give it to him and said, whatever you do, we're Lord, it's up to you. I just thank him. And I praise him. I magnify his holy name. So now I guess we're going to bring the praise team up so we can bless the house with some music. Yes, amen. And praise team.
Isaac. That was three votes. And Lady Rebecca.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let's give Lord some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's Sunday morning. Early praise God. I know I'm in a basket. let's get the blood flowing a little bit. We're going to run with some arms this morning, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
I said, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Father,
how about the name I know?
I say, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Oh,
bless your wonderful name, I know.
Bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord
Jesus. Every prayer,
I worship
you.
I worship you. You are here.
You are here.
Healing every heart.
I worship you.
I worship
you. Yes, I worship you.
I worship you.
Because, Lord, you are here.
You are here.
Turn
your eyes around.
I worship you.
I worship you.
Well, Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Because you are here.
You are here.
You're mending every heart.
Mending every heart.
I worship
you. I worship
you. Yes, Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Just tell them why. Because he's a way maker.
Way maker.
A miracle worker.
A power of
promise. The
light in the darkness.
Yes.
My God. That is who you are.
Yes, Lord. That's who you are. You're a way maker.
Way maker.
A miracle
worker.
A promise.
The light in the darkness. My God. That is who you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Life away out here.
Yes.
You mean the broken heart.
Yes, Lord, we do.
Answer to it all. Jesus.
Yes.
Life away out here.
Yes.
You mean the broken heart.
Yes.
You're the answer to it all.
Yes.
To it all. Jesus.
No.
And we just thank God that he has blessed us in health, strength, finances. You're blessed. Our quiver is full. We're overflow with blessings. So now I present to some and others, Bishop Matt Page.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Musicians, man. They're getting better. And, I just started singing her solo there, man, brought tears to my eyes. I said, oh, man, listen at her. Listen at her. Hey, God. Amen. I know she was shaking, but she did it. So thank God for it, amen. I just want to thank all of you, amen, for this opportunity to, amen, to be before you today. And we've been in the meeting all the week. And being in the meeting all the week, I guess the apostle was talking about foundation, getting back on foundation, you know, getting back to the things that we should be normally doing. Foundation, you know, husband with wife and wife being obedient to the husband and foundation, how we should serve and just getting back on God's foundation of the way God had it to be, you know. Amen.
Amen.
And I thought that was really good, and we enjoyed it. You know, we enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, we thought it was going to be a long conference yesterday, but it was a simple one. And she said, I'm doing it different from everybody else doing because these are the things that we need. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we have to just do things differently sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Not just do it the same way all the time. And so she did it differently. She said, well, I'm just going to be led by the Spirit. It's whatever it is that God tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what she left, just like that. No, there was no program and all those things. She just being led by the Spirit, you know. And sometimes you like to find out this, what is in your heart? What is really in your heart? You know, what is it that you really care about? What you're concerned about?
Thank you.
Amen. And normally we pray for that real concern, what we're concerned about. We normally seek God for what we are really concerned about. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can tell just from your prayer what you're really concerned about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because those are the words that is in your mouth. That's what's in your heart. And what's in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
And so therefore, when we pray, we are praying due to what's in your heart. And so today, amen, and being that we are care church, amen, we are care church, amen, and we got to get back on what care church is all about. It's not what everybody else has been about or what we have been about in the past, but what we want to be about now. It's a now thing. It's a now. It's a now. And so therefore, we have to talk about the things that are now and what we want to happen now. Because, you know, I've always told that if there's anything that you want in your church, you have to put it there. But how do you put it there? You put it there with words. Anything that you're going to establish in your life or in any place, you have to put it there with words. And so therefore, with words, we have to put things in place because that's how everything was created. That's how everything was founded upon the word. Amen. God said it and what? It came to pass. And so God put everything in place through his word. There was nothing done that wasn't put here in the earth without being coming through the word, amen. And even Jesus himself coming, he was the word, amen. Came walking in the flesh, so God expanded everything by his word, amen. And so that's what we have to come to a place that we got to get the word established in here so that, because the word is what's going to give us direction in the direction we need to go from here. Somebody might say, where do we go from here? And so we have to give direction. Like, where are we going from here? Amen. Amen. And today, I just want everybody in here. I just want you to stand up, sisters, and just pray. Pray what you desire. Sister Prevost. I just want to start that way. Just pray. Whatever God lays on your heart. I want you to pray what God has on your heart today. Pray. Whatever you pray that God put on your heart.
Holy First Lord, thanks for right now for being with me, Father, for being with me, God, with me, Father. Father, I just ask for your just continued leading us, God, shaping our minds, Father, changing our minds, helping us to have our trust being laid up in you.
Yes.
So, Father, not being moved by what people are saying, things that are happening around us, because, Father, we want to know.
Yes.
We want to instill this down deep inside of our souls to know that we sincerely have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
In this world, because you are our Lord, Father. You are our Lord. We should be trusting in you. And I just pray that you just help us.
Yes, please.
To trust in you, build in you, and with everything you do. You know, that's what I desire.
Amen.
That's truly what I desire.
Well, amen.
Focus with God and stay in him and not be moved by anything.
Amen.
You know, because there's a lot of things going on in the world today that it causes you to move and be shook. You know, it causes you to fear.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of things happening. I just want to stay in God. That's my true desire.
Amen.
There's nothing that is about it for me. That's truly what I desire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ms. King, yeah, God, what you want. And,
yeah.
So whatever you're praying, you say it. You pray what you pray. Yeah. Desires of your heart. What you want God to do.
And
Amen.
Am I just speaking with him, right? Or are you going to just...
What speaking?
what I want from God, I just want to, I guess, get to know the word for myself.
Yeah.
I want him to interpret the word to me in a way that I understand. And not what the Sylvia says, but that I can understand and that I know what he told me.
Amen.
And I come in to keep the health of my family members. Everybody is healthy and well. Keep everybody's mental together. Keep my mental together.
Yes.
I do war with intrusive thoughts. So as far as like my anxiety, things got to brought me a long way. I can drive. I can be in public. I can actually live. I'm not feeling crazy, but I still deal with having thoughts of just like the worst things could happen. But I don't let that put me into panic fear. I just either let it leave my mind or I just pray, read the Bible, and just go worship God to kind of get the thought out of my mind. But
amen.
As far as just being, I'm healthy. I have a job that I pray for. My kids are healthy. Nothing wrong with them. They're all doing well in school and they want to pursue as far as football and gymnastics.
Amen.
I just pray for my family. And I just pray for it, like whatever my purpose is, that you know, God speaks to me. It's kind of hard for me to just hear it. So I just have to get like either I need to see it or someone to tell me like this is what God is saying.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You just what?
Katisha. She's on a roll today. I just pray to God to keep ordering myself the way he wants me to do, be show to me, remove things that are not of him and definitely keep my family in health, especially my mom, who is my everything.
Yeah.
And just mostly just really just order myself and show me the direction that I need to go. Because if I get things are out of order, it can happen.
Yeah. Well, amen. Thank the Lord. Order herself. Order herself.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Brother Trigo.
I pray, much like everybody else, Lord, to keep ordering myself to lead me and guide me and to keep having my trust in him and believe what he said. And, you know, I pray for my children. I pray for my grandkids. I pray that they receive Christ in their life like I have.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow and I promise. So when I'm gone, I want to make sure that they are on the right path.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever God got for me, I want God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Miss Paige, will you pray for whatever it is you desire to come to pass? Yeah. But you're normally going to pray whatever's in your heart.
Thank you.
And so I just ask you to pray for what you desire. But what do you want to happen? What do you want to take place? Well, yeah, that'll be okay too. Because you're going to pray what's in your heart.
For my children, so to be saved, and to not leave this earth and sin, okay, for the same thing for myself. I pray for protection for my grandchildren, and I pray for success in everything that is that I do, that is in God's will to be successful and prosperous, that I pray for that my parents see me become wealthy to enjoy the labor of their work and my work. I pray that he elevates me in my purpose, in his will and his way. And I pray for my siblings' souls to be saved, that they turn their lives to God. And that they don't leave here as well if they're so lost. And that's pretty much right now what I pray for.
Well, amen. 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 Some of you younger ones back there, what do you desire God to do for you? Amen. Well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? You, Miss Becky? You want to pray? Or you want to say?
Father God, I just thank you for your love and your peace, your joy, your righteousness. Your holiness be revealed in me, so others might see you in me, and ask me, while you have joy all the time, or you don't have peace all the time, because I know someone that give me peace and give me joy. So they say, like I say, within baby in our class this week, that you should have something that people see that they want. And I see myself now when I go somewhere, how people look at me, they smile at me, I say, what is wrong with me like that for? But maybe because they finally see God's glory shining in me, and I thank him for that. I know other people might not see it, but people, they see me. And I thank God that he's revealing himself to me. Like everyone has said, I want him to reveal that his rainbow word, the word that comes from him, not the local word that I read it, but what him to reveal to me. You know, the word, but sometimes you read something, you say, what does that mean? You know, so you want him, if I want him to reveal to me what that means, because I know he can do that, because he said, you asked me, that I beat you down to your heart, and my heart desires to have everything that he's going to give me in his word, I want it in my life, in my children's life, my grandchildren's life. Like, you were saying, I want my children to say, my grandchildren to say, my great-grandchildren to say. I want everyone, because you look around now and you see things happening. It's in the word. So it's time for us to really get into our ministry, to do what God calls us to do. And I thank God that I got so many prophecies on my life this last week. So I know the devil's been fighting, but I told you will not win this battle, because I know who I serve. And I know that he has all power. He has given me the power. So get back, Satan. Get behind me. Because you can't get on me, beside me, or in me. So get behind me, Satan. Because I know who I serve. And his name is Jesus Christ. And I thank him. But one day, choosing me. I thank him. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He kept me. I've been sin, doing drugs, in the streets. The only things I know that it wasn't meant for God to consider do certain things. But I thank God that one day he picked me up. And he put me to the water. And I was intended to get saved that day. But God knew if I walked out of that church, I might not have made it. I'm going to thank him for knowing my heart. He knows your heart. But I just thank him that he knew that Sunday night was my last chance before I might went out there and die. So I thank him that I did not die in my sin. If I die now, I have no worry about where I'm going. So I'm doing the thing that he told me to do. I can do everything, but you know, say you hear the voice of the Lord, obey. I was saying today, you hear the voice of the Lord, obey the voice of the Lord. Some people say, who is that talking to me? Anything that is not telling you to kill yourself or do this, it's God's voice. So just obey the voice that you hear that is telling you to do something that is Christ-like. I just thank God for my husband. And I became officially his. I knocked over ashes yesterday, and my heart desired that. Oh, he's looking at me like I'm crazy when I said that. But my heart did desire that. Because I would have did that. So heaven, your Lord, came me to do that. But everybody knows. But God knew my heart. And so I just thank God, you know, that I did what he told me to do. And I just give praise, honor, and glory. We thank, as you said, for all my steps. Elevate me higher and higher. And that continue to do what he called me to do. Amen.
Well, amen, amen. We got that, amen. Thank God for that, amen. All that we heard, amen. Everybody have some desire. I want God to make them, mold them, shape them, amen, direct them. Lead them, guide them. And so that is what God does. And that is what he do. And so you stated what you want. And we want you to walk towards the person after those things that you prayed for. So seeking after those things that you prayed for. So thank God today. Well, for time's sake, I want to get to the word, because I know everybody see what's going on in the world today. How many of you have been paying attention to what's going on
Amen.
In our world today.
Amen.
You can see, you know, when Jesus said there's wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places, you can see famine in certain places. You can see the Euphrates River drying up and all types of things is taking on. But we know that when Jesus said, when we start seeing these things come to pass, you know, that the time drawing near.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know it's not going to be as long as we thought it used to be, amen. But we know it's not going to be the end, but it's going to be the end of this age.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the end of this time. There's a lot of things you've been doing. We need to hurry up and do it, amen.
Amen.
There's no need of waiting around because at any time, Ezekiel chapter 38 and Ezekiel chapter 39 can be fulfilled, amen, at any time. And when it talks about Gog and Magog, amen, coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about Ezekiel 39, talk about Gog, it is Northern Asia.
Okay.
That's what Gog is, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Magog, and then you got Tubal. And those are the two barrels of the Masons. Dan and D-Dan are the Masons, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, Tuba came with the first one made the instruments, you know, to chill it out. That's where you get the Masonic play. So Ezekiel was the prophesier against them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what we call the Masonic Lodge today,
mm-hmm.
they're Dan and D-Dan, the Tuba case. So there's a Mason who had all of his wisdom. And you can see that the way everything has been set up in our nation today has been set up by those Masons, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so prophecy is coming to pass, amen.
Amen.
And then that prophecy is coming to pass, then we got to get ready, get ourselves ready for the coming of the Lord ourselves, because the task and everything that is at hand is not going to be easy in the time, the days to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to get acquainted and connected with the Lord, because times are going to be stretched out. And if you don't have faith in the Lord to believe that he's going to take care of you, then you won't get in.
Amen.
And if you can't stand in the time of peace, how is it that you want to stand in the time of war?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If you can't do it now while things are going pretty good, how do you want to do it when things get bad? So it's time to get your mind together, get your thoughts together of who you're going to serve. Is it going to be Baal or is it going to be God? Amen.
Amen.
It's time for people to come together and get it together now, because these are the last days.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can see God and all the other countries getting together, getting ready to go to battle against Israel, amen. And even though those people that are in Israel are not of Israel.
Amen.
But God is not going to battle for them, he's going to battle for Jerusalem.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because Jerusalem was the place that he put his name in.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And so it's not about them that they're going to go to war. Because all of those that are fighting, they're fighting for something that don't belong to either one of them.
That's right.
Israel don't belong to the Arabs. Neither do they belong to those Kahizer Jews. Neither does it belong to them. And so everybody's fighting over land that it don't belong to either one of them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a war. And there is going to be, and just for all of you to know it, it's going to be a nuclear war too. I mean, I know it's going to be a nuclear war. Amen. But let's look in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah. I'm trying to bring you to something, because I'm trying to let you know that we got to get busy about whose business? The Lord's business, amen. It's not our business, but if we're going to be what we call the care church, we don't want to see other people be lost. We don't want to just all go to heaven for ourselves and take us and our family and forget about the other people's family, amen. But because Jesus came in and saved us, and being that he saved us so that we can save somebody else. He delivered us so that we can deliver somebody else, amen.
Right.
Huh? And because all of these things are coming to pass, we got to get ourselves ready, and then we don't want to just have ourselves ready. We want other people to be ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me see where it is here. To show you it's going to be nuclear. Let's see, 14 here. Start at verse 12, 14 and 12. Let me read. Zechariah. What am I talking about, Zechariah? It's Zechariah. I'm talking about Zechariah. Well, we just started verse 1. Listen at this. While I look for the...
Behold, a day is coming for the Lord when the spoil taken from you, Jerusalem. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravaged, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount Olive, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west.
So he said that nations are gathering against Jerusalem, right? Over there is where Jerusalem is, right? And so all the nations are getting together against them. And so you can see right here that things are getting ready to take place. Now, you know all the nations, when we talk about the nations now, it's not only is Russia, but it's China.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it going to be China, there's going to be some nations of Africa joining with them, amen. The Bible says it's going to be Libya. All of them are going to join together to go up against Israel. So you can see the coming together of all things. Can you see the coming together of all things? Can you see that they're getting ready to go to battle? Can you see how they try to pull the United States into it now? And if they pull the United States into it, then this is what we call it World War III, but we're going to call it the Battle of Armageddon. Because this is when all the arms, everybody's going to be fighting. It's going to be so much bloodshed and so many people going to die that it ain't going to be enough time to bury it. It's going to take 7 months to clean up the dead. That's going to be a lot of people dead, isn't it? All those in the battle over there, because they come against Jerusalem now. Like I said, God, the Lord is not fighting for the people there, because he said it is those that are called themselves Jews and they are not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he still got to fight for the city, because he made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen.
Right.
Made a promise to David he's going to protect Jerusalem, amen. And so you can see what's getting ready to take place right now. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's running. Everybody don't know what to do now. And when you see that, when you talk about the wars and the rumors of war, and then people don't know what to do anymore, everybody's being afraid now. Amen. And so when all the world hear about all of these things getting ready to go on, guess what's getting ready to happen? They know something is getting ready to take place. Something big is getting ready to happen every time you turn on. Something getting ready to happen. Something getting ready to take place. And the world don't know what to do. But who's going to be the one to tell the world that there's a place of safety in Christ, amen? That safety is the Lord. And here we are, knowing that all of these things are getting ready to come to pass, but we're not preparing. Are we preparing ourselves for it? Are we getting our minds together of what we're going to do and how we're going to do? Are we getting our mind that we're going to stand, that we're not going to take no mark, amen? You're not going to let them give you some things? You know what I'm talking about. You're not going to take all of that because you know there's something wrong with it. But if you can't stand in this time, with all these things, you know that the time is very nigh. So what are we doing? What are we doing about it? When we say that we attend church and all this stuff getting ready to take place, are we concerned about those that are lost? Are we just concerned about ourselves? You just know you're going to get saved and you don't care about everybody else.
But that's not the way of the Lord. The God said, he came to save who? He came to save everybody, didn't he? He came to save the world. And when he came to save the world, then if nobody's out there telling the world about the coming of the Lord and everything that's getting ready to happen, how are they going to know who to run to? How are they going to know where to go? How are they going to know where a place of safety is, that there are places of safety is in the Lord, and that is the only place you can find some shelter is in the Lord, amen. You can't find any shelter in the world because these things are getting ready to take place. You can see them ready to happen. Do you see this just happening right here now?
Amen.
That the nations are getting together to go to battle against Jerusalem. Let us know. Let's read on down a little bit. I want to find the place where it says, and their eyes is going to burn in their sockets.
I think that's 12, right?
That verse 12?
Yeah.
Look at verse 12. Let's look at verse 12 here.
And
yeah.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem.
So he's going to smite all the people that fight against Jerusalem. Read on.
Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes. And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor. And his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel, and great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this says.
Oh, let us stop right there for a minute. You know that when it says that, what can that be except that? What can that be except a nuclear explosion where that your eyes will burn in your sockets? Well, what else can it be that your flesh is just fall off? Radiation, amen? And you think, so we know it's going to be a nuclear. We know there's going to be some nuclear weapon going to be formed. And so everybody just better get ready. Not trying to scare you or get you crazy because it's not the end there, but he's letting us know this is what's going to take place. Amen. When they come against Jerusalem, the Lord's going to get up and fight for Jerusalem. He's going to fight. And we know when the Lord comes back, you know, he's coming back angry. Amen.
Yeah.
He's coming back to establish his kingdom on the earth. And he's coming back to bind the devil. Going to put him in prison for a while. But if all these things are getting ready to come to pass, then what type of people should we be right now? How should we be living right now when we're at the brink, when we're at the brink of something that's getting ready to take place? And you know it's going to be, I can't think of any other thing that would describe that way. Can anybody ever think of anything? When your sockets burn out of your eye and your tongue melt away, your flesh fall off. That can be some acid, amen. Anything else that you can think that can be like that? And so, well, what are we doing? Are we praying? Are we seeking God? Do we really want God to come in and save us and to help us? Do we want God to help other people? Because we know something terrible is getting ready to take place.
Amen.
You know, when they talk about the blood going to be up to the horse's bridle, well, so much bloodshed. Have you ever thought about it? All the nations began to come, to get over just in that area over there, get to fight right in that area over there. All the nations began to come to war. 500,000. Somebody got a 500,000. China got a 2 million, a 5 million, or whatever they got. If you think about it, all of that fight goes on in one place, it can't be nothing but a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about your salvation? Are we tired of playing now? When he talks about as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. They was all eating, They were all drinking. They were married and giving in marriage. And that's all people think about that. Well, I just want to get married. Well, what about the kingdom? What about your soul? Are you concerned enough about your soul to get enough so that your soul can be saved rather than trying to get your flesh saved all the time? I ain't saying nothing wrong with getting your flesh saved, but what about your soul? Are you ready to die right now? Well, how long is it going to take for you to make up your mind? How long is it going to take for you to get it right when we know this could happen at the end of a minute? Well, everybody said, well, you know, this got to come to pass, and this got to come to pass, and that come to pass. How do you know about all the signs that already come to pass that you just didn't hear about them? Mm-hmm. It don't mean that it hasn't happened. It's just that you didn't hear about it, amen? I'm trying to decide which direction that we want to go. Are we going to serve God or are we going to serve Baal? These things are getting ready to take place. It could have, I don't know. I see what they got, the Ronald Reagan headed towards the Mediterranean and all the things with it. And that's the American ship, you know, the destroyer. And then Russia said, if y'all go over there and fight against them, we going to go help some, what you call those people? Some Palestinians. Yeah, we're going to help the Palestinians. And Saudi Arabia said, well, we're going to help them too. Because we're tired of this whore over here, America. The great whore. Mystery Babylon, man. She's great Babylon. She's the one who got the statue up there, right? Mm-hmm. And she didn't put it on the land. She put it in the water. And the reason she put it in the water because she couldn't be on the land. She had to be in the sea. It's because we are governed by the law of the sea, not the law of the land. So she tricked us and thought we was having liberty, freedom. But there was no liberty. And even though the statue is there, so she's the great whore. She's the one pushing all these things to come to pass, amen. She's the one fueling the fire. She's pushing all these nations together so that this thing can happen. But God has spoken, it's going to come to pass. See, judgment is here right now. I know y'all don't like to hear about that, amen. Judgment is here right now. If there's no famine, they're creating famine.
Yeah.
They're creating a famine. See, one thing they know is how to gather you and how to take control of you. If we create a famine, everybody from the country, they will leave the country and come to the city, and where that's where they want you so they can control you. They're poisoning the people's crops, amen. They're going out putting stuff on their thing where it won't grow no more. And then they put everything in the cage. You can walk out to a Kansas City, all the trucks is bagged up in the cage. You know, they got their food hid away. And therefore, you'll be left without anything, amen? So that they can create the famine so they can control you, where they can force you to take them off. They can force you to do what they want you to do. They give you a 15-minute city so you can't go nowhere. You will never be able to go but 15 minutes away from those. You see, they're creating things so that they can control you. See, we don't realize the only help we got is Jesus, amen? See, when you're serving the Lord, even when the time when they didn't have no food in the wilderness, he fed their manna from on high, amen? There was a time when they didn't have water. He gave them water out of a rock, amen? So he gave them water. So he can produce in ways that the world can't produce, amen? And so you've got to have a faith and you can't trust nobody else. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to put your confidence in? You can't have confidence in the job because a lot of you ain't going to have jobs after a while. They got robots driving forklifts now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. They got robots loading trains and loading cars. They don't need you. And when they get where they don't need you, they can push you to the side and have their own little world. That's what the devil wants, amen. He wants to have his own little world around, amen. And he don't want nobody, everything else he wants to be controlled. And he wants everybody to be just like him, amen, because he's trying to fix the kingdom for himself. That's why they don't consider us to be anything. Those people, I'm going to say those people, amen. They don't consider you and I to be anything. Our life don't have no value to it, don't have no worth to it. The devil is a lie, amen.
Amen.
God thought that my life was worth something. He finished filling and died for me because we was worth something, amen.
Amen.
But here it is, their bill. They have turned and served the devil. And what are they going to get? Riches and land and gold and silver. And that's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about the well-being of all the people. They're only concerned about their people.
Yeah.
The 1%. We call it the 1% of this world. They call them Jews, amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that they call them Jews, and the Bible said those who call themselves Jews, but they are not, but that's the synagogue of Satan. And the reason all of this stuff is coming upon the world is because of them. Because the devil is their God, amen. Lucifer is their God. They're serving him, amen. And therefore, we are in war. The conflict is going to come one against the other because flesh is going to be warring against spirit and spirit against flesh. And right is going to be warring against wrong. And this is why the war is in the first place because of pride. And y'all don't believe I know about pride. What do they call it when they be marching with the flag on the with the green, yellow, and red flag? What do they call that?
Oh yeah,
they say they call it pride. They say they're marching for what? Pride. And see, the devil always wants to lift himself up against God. You know, even back in when we look at Lucifer lifting himself up against God. He said the pride that was in his heart, he is lifting up his heart against God. This is what's going on. They're lifting their hearts up against God. This is what's going on in the world. And not only is with the world, but what about the church too? Mm-hmm. He sent the message to the church people and they wouldn't receive it. Mm-hmm. When he sent the message to the church people wouldn't receive it, so he turned and went to the world with it. Amen? See, when we say that we are care church, we know what's getting ready to take place. When we say that we are care church, our message, if we can't get the message to the church people, we can take the message to the world. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Come on, come on. That is what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be warning the nation. We're supposed to be warning them about what's getting ready to take place. And so we're going to have to sit down sometime and be a little slower and take it easy where that we can talk about the rest of this stuff here. You can see it right there. Amen. It's the same thing that they're saying in Revelation. It's the same thing going to take place. It's saying the same thing going to take place in the book of Daniel. It says the same thing Jesus said in Luke chapter 21. All of these things go together. Amen. So let us know what's getting ready to take place and there's work for us to do. So we're just going to sit back and just try to get ourselves together. What did we say the other day? The best way to heal yourself is go help heal somebody else. You say, well, I can't heal nobody else. Oh, no, 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 no. You get your healing from helping somebody else with their healing. Amen. You get your blessing from giving blessings.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't got that revelation yet, amen, that Jesus said, go what? I want you to go heal the sick. I want you to go raise the dead. I want you to go cast out demons. I want you to go into the world. Mm-hmm. Not come to church.
Amen.
When we come to church, we come to hear. When you come here to hear, you take what you hear and you take it to them. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 8, verse 32, somewhere in that place. I just let y'all know there's going to be some loopholes. And so that you won't be surprised that it's going to be some nuclear go on, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Matthew 8, 32, I believe. Let's read. Yeah. I should have looked at it.
Okay, 8:32 says, mm-hmm. And he said unto them, mm-hmm. Go. And when they were come out,
mm-hmm.
they went into the herd of swine,
mm-hmm.
and behold, the whole herd of swine ran.
I didn't finish that, but I get to it.
Down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters.
Luke 8:38. Skip down a little bit there.
I might have missed. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I ain't trying to be so anointed, you know, that y'all can hear what I'm saying. Amen. Read. Yeah, Luke 8. Same book. I just missed the scripture. That's all. Luke 8:38.
38, okay.
And 39.
Now the man of whom the devil was departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thy own house and show how great things God has done unto thee.
Amen. I just want to talk about this man here. When the Lord here, I'm just moving what I was saying. This man here who had got this man who had been demon possessed, and the Lord healed this man that was demon possessed. Huh? And when the man is demon possessed, this man wanted to follow Jesus. But what did Jesus tell him? Go back and tell other people what the good things that God has done for you. See, when you got saved, what God was trying to say, I want you to go tell other people the good things that God has done for you. See, a lot of times you say, well, you know, my friend, they go to church. It don't matter whether they go to church or not. Do you realize you can be in church and not be saved?
Amen.
I think about the lady on my line. She said, well, Pastor, you know, I went to church for 12 years. I was in church 12 years. I had on the right clothes. I wore my hair the right way. You know, however they did back then, you know. And so everybody thought I was saved, but I had never confessed to you. She just went to church for all that time. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so what is it that church is supposed to be doing?
Reaching everyone.
We're supposed to be going out reaching everybody. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know a lot of scripture, can you tell them the good things that God has done for you?
Amen.
Can you go give your testimony to somebody? When you say you don't know what to say, you can tell them about how God healed you a cancer. Amen. Mm-hmm. Can you tell them that? It ain't about all the scripture you know. Amen.
Amen.
It's about what's in your heart. Amen. What is it that will come out of your heart? The truth will come out of your heart. If God really did something for you, you don't need no book for that.
Amen.
Do you need a book for that?
Mm-hmm.
It's about something that God did for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the missionary. We got our missionary over here. Amen. You know. She's been all over the world, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there a person that you haven't been in yet? Which one?
I haven't been to Australia.
You haven't been yet? Oh, she hasn't been to Australia yet. But everywhere else, she's been North America, South America, been to Europe, been to Asia. Just about all of them. Missionaries. Wouldn't it be good if she went everywhere she went, she told everybody the good thing to God? That would be just like a missionary, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She's on a mission. And every time she goes, she's not just going there just to be going, you know, just to be going somewhere. But she's going there with a purpose in mind, amen. Well, what is the purpose that I'm going for? I'm going to share the gospel. With everywhere I go, I'm going to share the gospel. And if she shares the gospel everywhere else, the only place she ain't been is Australia, amen. Why yes, she have heard the gospel of God because God called her out, amen, and sent her on a mission, amen, amen, to tell the word of God. See, we talk about purpose again, amen. Yeah, you want to know your purpose, that's your purpose, amen, and to be a missionary, amen. It don't mean that you have to be, how do they know you don't have to be a preacher?
Amen.
And to have all these things that choke you. You don't have to be all of that in order to share the word of God. God called us all to share his word, because if nobody's sharing the word, who's going to get saved?
Amen. Amen.
Romans chapter 10, right quick. Amen. Romans chapter 10, let's see, 9, 10, that was somewhere around 12 or 13. But let's look at it. Romans chapter 10. See, Jesus sent this man out to be to tell other people about what he did for him. See, that's why you're saved in here. You're not saved in here just to be saved. And we've been coming to church, but ain't nobody else getting saved. If ain't nobody else getting saved, then what good? What That means some of us didn't do our work, amen. Some of us not doing our job. Let's see, 10, Romans 10, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in that neighborhood. Verse 13, I'm trying to count, trying to learn how to keep my scriptures together. Read on.
Name of the Lord shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
How then shall they call on him?
Listen, this is what the word said now.
How then shall they call on him?
How are they going to call on him?
Whom they have not believed.
If they haven't believed. How are they going to call on somebody if they haven't believed yet? How are you going to look at them and say, oh, look what they're doing. Look at all the singing they're doing. Child, you know, them just some awful sinners out there. How are they going to call on them? How are they going to believe on them? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing where?
By the word.
But who is it that's supposed to be declared and decreed the word? Aren't we supposed to be the one, the carrier of the word?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we in Jesus' stead now?
Yes.
Jesus said, I'm going away, and then you're going to take my place. We haven't realized that. You might not want to accept it, but we are the gods in this earth right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
G-O-D-S.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to put it lowercase now. I don't want nobody to get big headed. Because we'll get too big headed. But you should tell everybody. Yeah, I'm a son of God. Yeah. All of y'all. So it says it so you can believe it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they going to, what does the scripture say? How are they going to do what?
Believe.
How are they going to believe?
They should call them.
How are they going to call on Jesus? Nobody told them that Jesus was available. How are they going to call on Jesus when everybody they don't realize the kingdom of God is at hand? And you never told them to call upon Jesus when they're in trouble. Because you was complaining so much about your trouble, you didn't have time to talk to them about
Lord,
to get them saved. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell them your troubles. You're supposed to be telling your troubles about Jesus. Talk to your troubles. Jesus told us, talk to our troubles, didn't he? Talk to your problems, amen. Tell your problem what to do. Tell your problems where to go. Why? Because you're a son of God, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, read on. Y'all listen to this.
And how should they believe in him on whom they have not heard?
Well, how are they going to have faith if they haven't? How can you say faith coming by hearing? And they haven't heard about Jesus, you haven't told them about Jesus, how are we going to believe something if they don't have somebody to tell us? If we're concerned, if we know what's getting ready to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 3 tells us, amen, it tells us, blow the horn, sound the trumpet, amen. Give a warning to let the people know what's getting ready to take place. And that they need to go somewhere for safety. And the only faith that we have that Jesus Christ is our safety because we don't have nowhere to hide from, amen. He can be a hiding place from the storm. He can be a hiding place from the winds of life. Amen. He can be a hiding from the volcanoes. He can be a hiding place from anything.
That's right. Amen.
He will save his people, amen. And so we need to tell them about a place of safety. How is it that you want to get saved and you want to go under his feathers and cover yourself under his feathers and hide yourself under your wing and then leave them out in the cold? Well, what kind of mind, what kind of thoughts do we have today? Do we have the mind of Christ or not?
Yeah.
Read on.
And how should they hear without a preacher?
How are they going to hear without a preacher? And read on. Now, everybody, when we talk about preachers now, everybody thinks, well, you got to have your collar on, and you got to have the apostle in front of your name, and you got to have the whatever in front of your name. He's not talking about y'all. He's not talking about them. He's talking about you and I. And most of us have not realized that that's who we really are.
Amen.
Now, I just want to get it over to this body here. Is that we're going to start reaching out to people, amen, of all types, all walks of life. We don't pass nobody else. From now on, when you see people, introduce them to Jesus. If you don't have a word for them, tell them about your testimony. Tell about it. You know, some of you might say, I used to be in that place right now, but God brought me out of that, amen. I was waiting on my friend who'd been calling me all the week. He said, I met him at the park down there, and he didn't show up today. Well, that's all right. I put a seed. Yeah, I planted a seed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they called me and want to talk an hour or 2 hours. But I planted a seed. You see, you got to start planting seed. Mm-hmm. See, we're seed planters, amen. If a harvest is going to be given, then be gotten, then somebody got to plant a seed. I know it's time, amen. Again. But I thought about how shall they heal without a preacher, and how shall they preach except they be sick? See, you've been sick. See, when God fills you with the Holy Spirit, it means that he sent you. He had anointed you, amen. He anointed you to go preaching. And when he anointed you to go preach, we're all supposed to be preachers of the gospel.
Amen.
Huh? When you come here, I'm just trying to get you headed in the right direction, amen. I'm no different from you. We're all the same. We're all men and boys and girls. We're all the same. But God said, I just want you to, you got to send them. But otherwise, they won't go because somebody told them that they weren't supposed to do that. Somebody told the women they weren't supposed to talk. Somebody told the men they weren't supposed to preach. Amen. Somebody said that, amen. It ain't not that I said that. Somebody said that, amen. Huh? How do they realize who you are?
Amen.
See, God said, you are my witness, said the Lord. Isaiah 43:8-9. He said, you are my witness, said the Lord. I call you to be a witness to me, amen. I call you to tell everybody else about me. Because how are they going to know about me if nobody tells them about me?
Amen.
I don't want to talk to her. He said, don't be afraid of their faces, amen.
Amen.
That's what he told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. Let's see, tell them anyway. Don't be afraid of that color. What nationality or what do you want to call that? He said, you're not supposed to be afraid. We are people of God. Are we just here to hear? Beth was talking about that earlier. Are we here just to hear, or are we out here to take some action?
Amen.
When you talk about purpose, this is your purpose. Say, I want to know what my purpose is. He said, I call you to be a witness to me. Isaiah 43:7, I believe. I call you to what? Bear witness to my name, amen. Are we willing to do that, or are we just going to have a dead ear, and we're going to hear and not hear, and we're going to see and not see, and we see all the things coming upon the world, we see what's getting ready to happen. Are we going to be just like the people of Noah's past? Noah was building the ark, getting it ready, and said, hey, it's going to rain, y'all, it's going to rain. And he kept on building. Oh, y'all better come on, help me out, it's going to rain. And everybody, we just had to do that. I got to go get married. I got to go to a wedding this weekend, amen. I ain't got time for God. I got to go to a wedding, amen. I ain't got time for God. I got to go to the football games. I got to go see the Cowboys today, amen. I got to go see them lose Monday night. Praise God. Amen. I got to go see. And then we're so caught up in all this that we don't have the time to tell somebody. I ain't say everybody. You know, when you go to the store, you can tell somebody. When you go to Walmart, when you walk out of Walmart, when you walk out of Target and Zales, y'all go to Zales?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you go to Zales, amen, you can talk to somebody about it, amen. Or wherever you go, you were called to be a witness. Do you realize that's what we're supposed to be? No, the Lord said, what if I come? Amen. He said, I gave you some work to do when I left here. He said, what if I come back and find the work undone? The harvest truly is plenty.
But
the labors are few. He said, the harvest, look out over the field. The harvest ready. People know, see, people, they're paying more attention about this stuff than we are. Mm-hmm. The world is.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't paying attention. He said, because of the harvest plagues out there now, it should be, you know, just like COVID, time of COVID. It wasn't hard to talk to somebody about the Lord with the COVID. Can I pray for you? Yeah, child, pray for me. Everybody wanted prayer then, amen. Because they knew. But while things going good, nobody wants the Lord when things going good. Nobody wants to hear nothing about the Lord when things are going good. But the things are not going so good now. Jobs are getting short, amen. People are getting laid off. And somebody always says, oh, you know, there's so much work out there. If you need a job today, they got the sign up. They don't really want to hire you. They got to save money. They got to cut corners. Because food is costing more now. And then if you make some money, you ain't making enough. It ain't going to be enough to pay your bills. I know something a little bit is better than none. How many people can live off? Do you think you can live off, let's say, 400 and, do you think you can live off $440 a week now?
Mm-hmm.
Without the government assistance?
Mm-hmm. All by myself.
Just a household, you know.
No, no, that's a house. I can do by myself, like in a little corner somewhere.
Like
I said,
with a house full of people,
you can't. Yeah, yeah.
That was by yourself.
Well, I'm talking about yourself. You see, you're still talking about, it was the way you can get this job here. Well, they don't want to hire me full time because you don't want to give me no benefits. You're only going to let me work 39 and a half hours a week. I don't want you to get 40 because I have to put you on full time.
I
get your 36. I got with me here.
Amen.
People need an answer. They need to know where to go. And he said, come on over here on the Lord's side over here because, you know, I see all this stuff going every day. I'll just be so happy. And he said, well, why are you like that? Because the Lord is on my side. I ain't going to fear what nobody's going to do with me. Huh? For the Lord is going to be my confidence. Once you build your confidence and faith in the Lord, things don't bother you no more. It's not that the problem is not there, it just don't bother you. It's not that the situation is not there, it don't bother you no more, amen? It's because what? You know God got your back, amen? You know God's going to hold you up regardless of whatever takes place in life. It is God that's going to keep you. Realize who you are. You are a new creation now. You're not the same. I got to quit. I had this thing, you know. Did y'all read that book, Think Like a Man?
Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man.
Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. I said, no way possible. Everybody should have thrown that book up.
We didn't.
It was a bestseller. Think Like a
Woman.
Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman.
Yeah.
You should have never read that book. And the reason you should have read that book, because as a man thinking, so is he.
Mm-hmm. So
if you think like a man, you're going to act like a man. That's all it is. If you think like the devil, you're going to act like the devil. Amen. If you start thinking like a saint, you'll act like a saint. If you start thinking that you are the son of God, you'll start acting like the son of God. And so you can't, that's what's wrong with the world today. Don't you think what's wrong with them today? The men are thinking like the women. And so the men got long hair and the women got short hair.
I ain't never thought
of that. Yeah, you know, see, the man is thinking like a woman. They think of like a woman trying to act like a man. You see, that's what's wrong with the world today. That they're thinking like a woman and they're acting like a man. You see, that's how much of, you know. Well, why your hair so long? Your hair longer than your wife's hair is. And the woman's hair was not glory. And then here she has got hers cut off shorter than mine. And then got a part on the side of it too. That's correct. Mm-hmm. See, she's thinking like a man. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's trying to think like a man. And I guess all of that. She's thinking like a man and acting like a woman. You've got to change your thought pattern. Have you changed your thoughts? Did you see it was a... Now, watch that now. Don't you go think, tell nobody thinking like a man. I got to think like him. Yeah, you be acting like him too. Y'all watch some books y'all read. That's the Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey know what he's talking about. Amen. He fooled y'all on that and got y'all to buy into that stuff. Got y'all thinking like a man. Oh,
Jesus.
You're supposed to have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
think like Christ. I think like a man and think like a woman. And I'm just saying, I think that's why these men get so feminine. It's because they're thinking like a woman and acting like a man. They need to get saved. That's all. They need to get saved. Stop trying to act like your mama. And I know you was raised by your mama, the reason you act like your mama, because with no daddy in the house. That's why men think like women. Because they were brought up with women. They don't know how to be a man. Or they know how to receive. Because that's all the things a mama could have taught them how to receive. So God made her to receive, didn't he? Yeah. And so she's teaching him how to receive. Now I realize he's supposed to be the giver. Oh, y'all, praise God, I got all folks up there. Amen, praise God. If y'all want to be saved today, I just got to tell you, you want to be saved, amen, amen. Think like Christ. Amen. You throw that book away that you got. Amen. That act like a woman, think like a man, and act like, you throw that book away. You put that book way away. It's because that book got you messed up. You need to think like Christ, amen.
Amen.
The Bible said we have the mind of Christ, amen. And don't you do that, amen. If you want to be saved, I thank y'all for listening, amen. Not the way I wanted to go, but I believe it's the way God wanted it to go. Because I didn't get to where I wanted to go. But I thank God for all of you. You can send anything you'd like to have a comment, just send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it to PayPal, Cash App, or Bills, amen. At carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Let us stand up today, amen. Let's stand. Let's give your Lord a hand clap. I know y'all was going to sleep. I should have told y'all to get up a little earlier so you wouldn't go to sleep on me, amen. Any testimony, any testimony. Prayer request, any prayer. Anybody need some prayer today? You need a mind change. I was trying to get me a mind change, amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Change your mind. I'm trying to change my mind.
April sent a heart and Tiffany said, your daughter Tiffany.
Announce the revival.
Let's pre-host. Praise God for announce the revival. I'm standing right there looking at it.
This coming weekend.
This coming weekend.
Yeah, this coming weekend, the weekend of the 20th. Through the 22nd, we will be having the revival right here at our Cat Church Friday night. We have the men speaking Saturday. We have the women speaking and Sunday. Come on out, and we're going to fellowship and together. We're going to fellowship together on Sunday. So everybody just come on out this whole weekend and be blessed. Praise God.
Preacher, come on out. He's crooked. Is that what you say?
Yeah, I'm barbecue. I'll barbecue.
Amen. You barbecue on that Sunday, amen. And so I want everybody to come out on that Sunday. Make sure you're here on that Sunday. We go volunteer at the barbecue. And it was good last time, amen. His ribs were down, but that chicken was good, amen. And so he's going to be cooking. We're going to buy some food. We're going to invite Brother Williams from Calvary. We're going to invite him to come out and to fellowship with us afterwards. And so y'all get all things together. All y'all that can burn a little bit, I want you to burn.
Amen. I'm going to feel it out here that the women had. I can tell everybody while y'all was eating, somebody was talking. We don't fool. We might have somebody speak. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get y'all saved. Brother James?
I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you speak today. This it just all is in the blessing of God. We all should say thank you, God, for our lives, for he had brought us through, for he had brought me a long way. And I got to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all you had done for me. Got to go this morning, had food on my table. Thank you, Lord. My family, all of mine. Thank you, Lord. I just said, Lord is good. And I just thank you, Jesus, for your word, Pastor. They keep it up. Keep
Amen.
It up.
Amen. Amen. Brother James? All right, dear. Amen. Thank you, amen, man. For being on. I didn't know Brother James, he was supposed to be on. Brother Kent's supposed to be on.
I can't check him off.
I'm sorry, that sister from Georgia. She might have been on Facebook.
April,
that's my daughter. That's our daughter there. Amen. Anything else? Any other announcements, amen, to be made? Amen. Any other thing you'd like to say? Ah, I forgot about something. We got a birthday young man today. Amen. And tomorrow, but he'll put in this request today. And I don't know what make him think he tell me where he want to go today.
Hey, mama, where you go?
Jesus.
I've got
a
name of it now.
Hey, my son's birthday next week. And he's down there.
Huh?
And her birthday next week, too.
You got
those
that you? You can't take them out. Well,
we're going to take them right next after each other.
We're going to take them out. And don't forget the revival. Invite somebody to go.
The revival.
He called it the revival.
Right.
And so invite some people to come, please. Remember, you are a witness. I don't know, because some people got different ideas about this.
It's being revived. You're going to grow dead people in here. They're going to be revived.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Until Montreal. But you've
been dead
to a minute. We want
to see him. Yeah, they're dead.
Well,
I think he's
he
always on.
I had him come and Saturday.
Yeah, he's on. Any more announcements before we go? All right, missionary. Oh, she's going to be speaking at
Pastor Bailey. When is it?
It's on the 28th, I think. I have no idea.
Well, he's going to be let you know.
He's still out.
Well, she's going to be, she's going to be a missionary now. She's going to speak at, she's recommended at Pastor Bailey. Amen. And so we're putting everybody going to work in here.
Yes.
And Kenya, get ready for the whole work, amen. Praise God. She's going to start it. What was that you wanted to do, Kenya?
Fighting women?
Strength of sisterhood. And don't encourage her and slap her if she don't do it. Because she wanted to get her sister to me. And if y'all would like to do something on Saturday, I have gotten permission that we can use it on Saturday. It's gotta be after 5, though.
Okay.
I think it's favorable for
on Saturday.
It'd be after 5.
After 1.
If we can start getting some little gathering together, it don't have to really be some preaching. We can just come talk. You think some of y'all can put that together?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, just a group of people, saved or unsaved, crooked foot, back foot, we don't care. Can we do that? As a church, as a whole. We all going to get a mind to work. Do something. I want to see my daddy, especially you. I want to see my daddy make.
No,
he didn't make. Ain't what I'm talking about. I want to see daddy. I want to see my daddy. Be like, what's that?
Be like
you. Both things that I want to see my daddy make. I did everything for my daddy. I wanted my daddy to shine. And now him, now look at him now. He got 3 times or 5 times what his daddy is.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say that didn't get an example. See, you said good example. I mean, what I'm talking about, as far as a church. Yeah. Oh, Father, we thank you and bless the people they dismissed you. Yeah. We just talk about
the Lord already revealed to him that we know that you can't do it by yourself, and that's why the church is having grown, because you're trying to have them do it by yourself.
Ha cha 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 cha. Amen. 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 Lord bless her. I thank you now, Lord, for blessing her. Lord, may that spirit be on her, Lord, to prosper. And may a spirit move in her, Lord, to do of your good pleasure, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for you covering her. I cover her. In the name of Jesus. And I give you praise for blessing her life to do he that is in her heart to do. And I just say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I wouldn't. I might have been laughing, but I was serious.
Okay, now.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man.
Lord, I curse the spirit of fear right now. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm asking you to bring her out, Lord, and give her courage, oh, Lord. Lord, let her know that you're with her. You'll never leave her. You'll never forsake her. And that the angels are surrounded about her to keep her in all her ways. Believe she gets her for the gifts of stone. And I thank you, Lord, for encouraging her heart. From this day forth, I curse the spirit of anxiety and all those attacks that come against her. I come against the attack in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you praise for her delivery.